is KAYT-FM. 88.1
Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. We think of Abel and Cain and Seth. Yeah, that was Seth. There was also other children as well, which the Bible does not mention. But there was a first family, and that first family created the family structure, how you and I ought to live and relate to one another today. The foundation was set in the book of Genesis, which is a book of beginnings. And so we see how there was a mother, there was a father, and there were children. That creates the family. For without children, there is no family. There's a relationship between a man and a woman. Without the children, there won't be a family unit. That child makes the difference. But then that child has a responsibility to honor the mother and the father. The child has a responsibility to do what the parents request of them. And so when we are obeying our parents, we get to live a long life. It doesn't tell us how long, but it says your life will be blessed because you honor your mother. And so when we think about what this message is all about, it's about a request that was made in honoring the family unit and the mother. My brothers and sisters, today we place the utmost respect and confidence in our mother. And because of that, we see how she is the one that is around us the majority of the time. But also the mother has to be a wife to her husband, Brother Martin. A nurse to her children. She has to handle and balance the budget of the household finances. Hello, men. And in her spare time, the mother has to get ready for the workload for the next day. So not only does she have to do the work in the family structure, she has to go outside the family structure and work as well. The mother is to assist in the rearing and the nurturing of her children. As I think about a mother request, I thought about a woman also named Hannah. It was Hannah who petitioned the Lord for what she desired, for Hannah wanted a child. And I've heard that so often when women who don't have children desire to have child, so that, and that's important for a woman to have children, like it's important for men to be fathers. I think about all the athletes, and they never say, hey, Dad. They say, hello, Mom. Because there's nothing like a mother's relationship. My mother is 94 years old, and my mother can make a request of me, and guess what? I'm 70. I do what Mom says. Mothers are special. And because they are special, here was a woman named Hannah who made a request to the Lord for something. And in her prayer, she asked God to give her a son, that if he would honor that request, that she would return that son back to the Lord. She made a vow And a vow is powerful because when you make a vow, you're making literally a little covenant with God, who is able to hear and answer because it's an urgency of that request. And by asking the Lord for her son, she made a commitment to give him back and to return him back to the house of the Lord, there where he would serve all of his life. Hannah had what we call a sacrificial love. By giving up and returning her son back to the Lord out of love for the Lord and love and for her son. And so when we think about that, how many mothers have asked the Lord for something and the Lord granted your request, but when it came our time to fulfill our commitment to him, we either forgot or we failed to live up to our responsibility of that request. How many mothers are willing to give up their son or their daughters knowing that they would be persecuted or victimized? And yet here was a mother's love that was so closely linked to God's love and the relationship that she had in experiencing knowing what God will do. And when you know what God will do, you can step out on faith and know that God will handle and take care of every situation in life. My brothers and sisters, there's a story behind the story that tells each and every one of us as brothers and sisters in Christ. When we are making a request to the Lord acknowledges that request. Here's the thing, because God is omniscient, he knows all things, he knows what you're going to ask before you ask it, and he's already provided the provision for the request before you even get it. How do you know it? Because the more you request and wait upon the Lord, he renews stuff in you that would allow you to increase your faith in him. And when your faith is increased, you can do greater work for him because you know they that wait upon the Lord, their strength will be renewed. And it is evidently clear in our day and time when we trust the Lord, he will do exceedingly abundantly above more than we could ask or think because he is in control of every single thing that happened. All of the things that we are experiencing today is a product of the Lord simply saying, I've got this thing under control. But Pastor, it seemed to be so chaotic, but you don't know the end of the story. The thing that we wrestle with in life so much is as mothers and fathers is that we don't understand the end of the story. But the word of God tells us that we win. And so when you make a request to the Lord, like these mothers made a request, the Lord is already answering the prayer. And it's all good. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what we are seeing here in the Gospel of John, we see Jesus being obedient to the Father's will, but also being obedient as well to his mother. I just said I'm still doing what mom tells me to do when I go home to Dallas. But in the Gospel of John, in the second chapter, we see Jesus who had a unique relationship with his mother. Scripture tells us that Jesus and his mother were attending a wedding at Cana of Galilee. But nothing is mentioned of Joseph. And many theologians believe that Joseph had died and that Jesus was now at the responsibility for supporting the family. My dad died many years ago. And there were two sons, one died, one sister died, two sisters died. And so there's only one sister left and one son left. So now Reverend Mathis has the responsibility for my mother. And I take that seriously. When mother called, I answer. And it doesn't matter if it's 300 miles away. The responsibility rests with the one who is left. That's a biblical tactic. That's a biblical doctrine that son has a responsibility for his mother. And we have responsibility as men for our mother as well, if your mother is alive. My brothers and sisters, we are also told that Jesus, in this particular setting, was a sociable person. In other words, Jesus liked parties.
What?
Yeah. He liked to associate with people. How could you say that? Because he was a people person. Everywhere that Jesus went, he was always around people. He wasn't just around good folks. He was around all kind of folks. He was around all kind of folks because he came to help people, to get them out of the situation that they were in, even though they didn't know what situation they were in. So Jesus came to set the captive free, those that were held under the laws of sin and death, to free them under what was about to be established through what he was about to do that they couldn't even see. And so Jesus now was not only a sociable person, because he was attending a party, or they call it a wedding feast. He was there to celebrate with the people. And we are told that something unique happened. The first thing, Brother Martin, we're told that the wine began to run out. So they drinking wine. Scripture doesn't really say that he drank it. As a matter of fact, I don't even see in the Bible where he did. I know when he gave communion, he gave it to his disciples. He said, but I won't drink it with you now. But he said, I will drink it anew with you in my Father's house. So when we think about this situation, it said that the wine began to run out. One would think that after 3 days, everything would have been gone and run out, even the food. That was a festival that was taking place. That was a wedding. This thing lasted for weeks. Now, one would think that Mary, Jesus' mother, must have been on what we call the hospitality committee. Or she was helping in some manner with the host. It was because of this, we are told that when the wine ran out, Mary called for Jesus. There are no stores in Cana of Galilee. And yet she knew that she could call on her son. And what we are told in that third verse, it says, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And at this point, Jesus was at the point in his earthly ministry where he had not performed any miracles. But when Mary told Jesus, we have no wine, she knew that Jesus had the ability to change the situation. You're missing it. Jesus put into any equation have the ability to change the equation. You missed it. Whatever your situation is, financially, socially, economically, when you put Jesus in your situation, Jesus has the ability to change your situation. Pastor, you know I'm hurting, I'm sick. When you put Jesus in the equation, Jesus has the ability to change your situation. When Mary put Jesus in the middle of the situation where there was no wine, Jesus changed the situation. They have no wine. Bring me the pots of water. Fill it with water. Fill these pots up with water, because I can change any situation. Pastor, I got cancer. Put Jesus in your situation, because Jesus can change your situation. Yeah. Pastor, I've just had a stroke. Put Jesus in your situation, and Jesus can change your situation. If this was the first miracle that was done in Cana of Galilee, just think of all of the miracles Jesus has done since that first miracle, and still doing even today from the throne of God. He is still performing miracles in each and every one of our lives, because Jesus is in the middle of your situation. You are a Christian, and Jesus is in the middle of you.